got into a big tiff with Southwest Airlines.
Look, what? Rape kid.
Oh, he's making this up.
Hold on, before we all beat him up.
Can't.
How long have you been listening to us, Rape Kit? A long time. I know the name.
Yeah, I know.
Why? You go. It says, "Did you guys hear?" How would we not have heard that Kevin Smith got kicked off a flight?
It's 2010, for fuck's sake. There's nothing anybody hasn't heard, if it even has the slightest bit of like popular culture to it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad you're all fucking dejected now. You're contrite. Is that right, Jimmy?
It certainly is.
He's being contrite.
Well, I was going to say, as a fellow fatty, I just wanted to offer my condolences to Kevin Smith and his tribulation.
My condolences to the fat people.
We would love to get Kevin on the show, but I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. We're the perfect place for him to discuss this. And we've had our issues with airlines. I think we all agree with the Southwest policy on flying.
Well, if you're so giant.
Yeah, but that's why we need to, you know, hear the details from Kevin to see who's right, who's wrong here.
Kevin's not a giant guy. He's a big guy, obviously. Yeah. We all know that. He's made no secret of it or anything. I think he's a lot more self-conscious about it than he lets on in public. We've talked about it here.
He wears
on the show.
A jacket everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. He wears his big, you know, Silent Bob jacket. Everywhere, but
he wears his fat well.
Yeah, he does. He's not like that giant. Tell you the truth, there are people that are morbidly obese that cannot fit in one seat. Kevin can sit in one seat, and from what I heard, the test apparently is if you can fit with the armrests down in the one seat without, you know, guts hanging over into other people's seats, then you're fine.
Right.
He demonstrated that and said, "No, I fit." And the flight attendant said, no, the pilot said that there is a safety issue. And he goes, so I'm too fat to be on the plane. And the stewardess said, I did not say that. What I said was the pilot, the captain, has stated that you being in that seat is a safety issue because certain people can only use up so much space on the aircraft. He goes, you're saying, he goes, don't worry, I'm not going to sue you. But you're telling me I'm fat. I'm too fat to fly on this plane. And she goes, she insisted, I am not saying that, sir. You're just taking up too much room with your body to be on this plane.
This is where Southwest sucks. I agree with their policy.
And what is that cheap fuck flying Southwest for?
Yeah, you can't.
Come on, Kevin.
Well, he admitted that he likes to buy two seats because he likes to enjoy not sitting next to other
people. Not sitting next to other people. Right. He buys two seats normally. He does.
With the coach. Seats,
he couldn't this time because there weren't enough seats.
The issue is you can't allow a guy to board a plane.